The first section of Shiras HaAzinu summarizes the past kindnesses that Hashem gave to the Jewish people. And then, after a little bit of time praising Hashem, we then also criticize the people for their failures, for their not appreciating Hashem's chesed. And then we invite the Jewish people to survey and to remind themselves of history. Zechor Yemos Olam, Binu Shnos Dor Vador. The Sheni Aliyah opens with this very famous pasuk, calling on us to remember the days of old, to understand previous generations. Shalav Yichav Yagedcha, Zekenechav Yomerlach, ask the elders of your generation, ask people who lived in previous historical time periods to teach you the lessons of history. And then, in Sukkim Yud through Yudbet, the Torah specifically refers to, it seems, some of the great history, the shared history that we had at this early part of our nation. Yimtzehu b'eretz midbar, Hashem found us in the desert, ubato yalel yisimun, and in the wastes of a howling wilderness, yisov avenu, he surrounded us, yivanenehu, he instructed us, yitzrenhu kishon eino, he guarded us like the pupil of his eye, the way Rashi says, the black of his eye, like we would say the apple of his eye, you know, a term of affection, kineshi ya'ir kino al gozalav, yirachef, that like an eagle, so to speak, hovering over his young in his nest. Yifros kenafav yikachehu yaseihu al ev raso. He spread his wings, he took them, he carried them in his pinions. So this is a reference to the early stages of Jewish history and all the hakar satov that we should have for the great closeness that we had with Hashem and all that he did for us. A number of mefarshim are bothered if we're going to specifically remember the events and praise the events and ask us to recall the events of this early period of Jewish history in the desert. How come there's no reference specifically to Har Sinai? Why does that seem to be left out from this poetic recalling and recollection of Jewish history? So in fact, Rashi is perhaps bothered by that at first, but Rashi's interpretation is to deny that, in fact, is the case. According to Rashi, when the pasuk says, Yimtzehu be'eretz midbar, he found us in the desert, the dagesh, the emphasis should be Yimtzehu. He found us. He found us in the sense that we were faithful. Osam matzu lo ne'amanim. He found us, a specific nation who was faithful to him in the desert, that they were willing to be mekabel aleihem toraso umalchuso v'ulo. They accepted Hashem's Torah, his kingship, his yoke. Mashaloasu yishmal v'esav. And the other nations like Yishmael and Esav didn't. And this is, Rashi says, a reference to the famous Medrash that Hashem had offered other nations the possibility also to accept the Torah. And they did not. Only the Jewish people did. And therefore, Yimtzehu Beretz Midbar is not just the fact that we were in the desert, but or specifically refers to what we deserve credit for. And that is that we accepted the Torah in the desert. Ramban actually does not like Rashi's interpretation. And he points out that immediately preceding this, the tone of the Shira is much more of rebuke, of tochacha, of the Jewish people being criticized for their failure to appreciate Hashem's kindness and all the chesed that Hashem did for us. And therefore, to write afterwards in this context, all of a sudden give them a great compliment that they accepted the Torah as opposed to other nations for the Ramban, that seems to be out of place in this section of the Shira. Perhaps a way of still interpreting the psukim as referring to Har Sinai, but at the same time taking into account Ramban's sensitivity, perhaps that can be suggested in the interpretation of the Ralbag, who very beautifully and very brilliantly sees in the various phrases in these psukim allusions to both the Jewish people's positive response at Har Sinai, but also to their subsequent failure, a more nuanced approach which may not only take into account Rashi's desire to include Har Sinai, but also the Ramban's, that there is some level of criticism here. So, for example, the Rabbag explains as follows. When it says, Yimtzehu b'eretz midbar, he found the Jewish people in the desert land, this refers to the fact he thinks that the Jewish people found Hashem in the desert, and that is that we experienced, while we were in the midbar, all the incredible nisim, incredible wondrous acts of Hashem. Pasuk continues, Ubatohu yalel yisimon, that in the desolation, in a howling wilderness, that's an allusion to the fact, says Rabag, that the nation, despite all the chesed of Hashem, they turned against him with the various complaints that we read about in Sefer Bamidbar, and all the protests, and specifically the Chet HaMeraglim. Yet, nevertheless, Yisov Avenu, the pasuk continues, Hashem encompassed them. Hashem's plan, says the Rabag, to bring the nation directly into Eretz Yisrael had to be scrapped because of the Chayda Maraglim, and therefore Yisov Avenu, they had to go in circles. They couldn't just go straight into Eretz Yisrael, but they had to wander in the desert for 40 years. But then, says the Torah, Yevon Enehu, Hashem instructed them, that Hashem instructed them throughout this punishment period. However, the various seeds of hope were still planted there, and they were constantly being taught and given hope that there could be a better time. And Hashem instructed the next generation in various ways of wisdom and preparing them for when they would eventually enter into Eretz Yisrael. So in the Rabag's telling, you do have a little bit of both the compliment and the reference to the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people in the desert, but at the same time, it is definitely a more realistic approach, which definitely encompassed and includes the various ups and downs of the Jewish people in this part of history. This is just a small sample of the various attempts and frankly the struggling that the Mefarshim have to go through. The Shir of Ha'azinu is at the same time very beautiful, maybe one of the most beautiful sections in the Torah, but obviously one of the most difficult to interpret because of its very poetic and homiletic and very difficult way to be interpreted. And therefore we see here just a small example between some of the great Rishonim, Rashi, Ramban, Rabag, trying to understand where the various pieces of Jewish history, critical pieces, fit in to the overall theme of the Shira and what phrases particularly might be referring to which events in Jewish history.